They're starting to sweep home at the back now. Carrera in front. Rotich very, very late. Kenya go 1 and 2. Poland 3, Australia 4. He gave himself every shot.
I didn't know if I was going to win, but I knew one thing for certain, that the whole Australia was watching, and that carried me on, so I love that part about it.
Well, there's been some huge Olympic moments, haven't there, in recent times, and certainly with this Olympics. That was going to be a Cathy Freeman moment. He did us proud still, Peter Bowl, running fourth in the 800-metre final. The coach of Peter is Justin Rinaldi. He's been good enough to join us after what I'd imagine has been a really emotional 24, 48 hours. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're going well. How are you going this morning? What's your overwhelming emotion? I know Peter said that he was so disappointed because he was out there to win gold, but how are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, I think we're still a bit flat. It's one of those things I think maybe or so we'll be really happy with what we've achieved, but at the moment we're still a bit flat because that gold medal was so close.
Did the race pan out the way that you thought it was going to, Justin?
Yeah, we thought there'd be no one, no natural leader, and we might have to take the pace if it's slowed up at 300. So the way Peter ran was exactly how I told. The race plan didn't work, so I guess I'm to blame for that, but all the credit to Pete for sticking to the plan and giving it a red hot go.
So if you had your time over again, how differently would you plan it then?
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about it probably all night, and I thought about the race plan for about 3 days, so I have no idea how I'd plan it any differently, to be honest.
But the time, it's like he was capable of even, I think his semi time was even faster than the final time. Is that right? Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, if you look at the heat and the semi, the first lap was about two or 3 seconds. So you need that fast first lap to set you up. And when it went slow, like 53 seconds, you're always in a little bit of trouble with not running a really quick time.
Justin, in terms of Peter's development, where is he at? Say, is he sort of like 75%, 80%, 90% of the athlete that you believe that he can become?
Yeah, I think he's at 95%. In terms of fitness, I think he's been at this fitness for the last 4 years. But as you guys know, you've played elite level sport. It's not until you actually start believing in yourself that the performances really start coming. And just over the last 6 to 12 months is when he's really started believing himself. And that's why you're seeing this improved performance.
With Peter Bowles coach, Justin Rinaldi, they've done a fantastic job. Had the whole of the country sitting up last night watching him. Have you spoken to Pete since the race, Justin?
Yeah, I spoke to him, maybe 10 minutes after the race. Very disappointed. Then he got drug tested. He went through the drug testing regime, which is really hard when it's hot and dry in Tokyo. You have to produce a urine sample after that, and he's a bit more upbeat. But it's going to take a while to get over coming forth, I think.
Yeah, of course. So what's your plan? What are the plans now for Peter in terms of, you're trying to peak for this? Obviously, everything's geared around the Olympics. What's ahead now for Peter?
Yeah, he's got one or two more races. There's an opportunity to race in America. There's a big, a Diamond League meet, and then two more races in Europe. So he'll have another go at trying to really get that Australian record down by another second, is the goal. And then he'll come back to, he'll go back to Perth and spend time with his family and have a bit of a rest.
Hey, Justin, you're his coach. How many other athletes do you have in your control?
Yeah, so I've only got a small group of six athletes. I had another. So Jeff Brisley, who was at his fourth Olympics, made the final. And I had another athlete from the Cook Islands, actually, who was there, and he set his national record in the heats. So just a small group, but we had a really good Olympics.
Did Peter talk at all about the track itself? There's been a lot of discussion around the track. There's been some world records that have been set. Some of the athletes have said how fast that track is. Has he mentioned to you how incredible the track itself has been and the conditions over there in Tokyo?
Yeah, I think it's just, the track's fast, but I think actually the stadium is what makes it. It's really enclosed, there's no wind, and it's quite warm conditions, so it makes it easy to warm up. So I think it's a number of factors, not just, the track or the shoes. I think once you combine all these factors, that's all they're seeing good results.
Huge steps taken by Peter, fourth in last night's 800-metre final. What's the limit in your eyes? I know coaches can sometimes have the rose-coloured glasses, but I know you'd be realistic in this. How far can he go?
Yeah, I think, if everyone's the best, there's a few athletes that weren't there, like Donovan Brazier from the US, who was the world championship champion from 2019, who's injured. And, some of the athletes behind him weren't at their best. So I think we've got to be consistent top eight. And every time you make that final, you give yourself a chance at winning. So that's what our goal is, just to make that top eight. like when you're playing footy, you make that finals footy, yep. you've got a chance of winning. So that's what we're going to keep on doing.
Everyone loves giving people nicknames in this country, Justin. He's got Spag. What do you call him?
Oh, he's got Spag Bowl. He's got Soup Bowl.
Super?
I call him Pete.
I think that's a very nice way to finish up. Well done. Congratulations. There's no commiserations here. You're fourth in the Olympics in the 800 metres. That's just an unbelievable performance. So to you, Justin, and to Peter, congratulations and enjoy this moment and hopefully there's greater success to come.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate the time.
Great job. Well done.
Justin Rinaldi there, the coach of Peter Bowl, who was brave last night. I only saw the race on my phone, to be honest. Now, was there a cross to Pete's family in Perth?
Yes, there was. There was great footage, Australian Sudanese contingent in Perth. I reckon there might have been, it looked like there might have been 70 to 100 people maybe in the house watching the race last night, as you'd expect. What that will mean for, you know, like the Sudanese community over there in Perth, amazing.
I saw his mum or sister, I'm not sure, talking about, I think it was mum, couldn't watch. She said she'd be in the
kitchen. Too nervous, yeah.
She'd be in the kitchen. She can't watch. Did you ever get to that stage with OBJ, Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, but I've told you about my mum could never watch.
Yeah, your mum started sweeping the veranda in the grand final, ended up 3 kilometres down the road.
She started to move on and up in Coburg.